Hey there, friends. It's Nick, and this is episode 429 of the Story Hacker podcast. But I want to talk about you. I want to talk about the way that you smile. Because do you ever have that experience where someone smiles at you, but the smile never reaches their eyes? Their mouth moves, they're going through the motion, if you like, but they don't have the emotion. They don't have none of that nice crinkly stuff that happens at the edges of the eyes. When someone is really smiling, it just doesn't happen. And I guess you know that experience. You know that feeling of disconnection that happens when you see it and you sense it, I guess. Sometimes maybe even subconsciously, but we sense those things. We're tuned to those things. And I see this all the time. I mean, metaphorically speaking, I see it on websites and in documents all the time. I'm a copywriter. So, you know, not surprisingly, I get people asking me to look at their websites, for example, and tell them what I think. And so often what we see is the disconnection between the words on the page and the delivery of the actual thing. Now, so, you know, last week I had this particular example where, I'm not going to say who it is, but imagine this, for example, if I was a project management company, and I had a whole set of bullet points on my homepage about why I was worth working with. And one of them was detail-oriented. But in that list, you know, there were two or three typos. Now, you may think that sounds extreme, but it's really not. It's really not in my experience. And what we get then, of course, is this real sense of disconnect. It's a bit like the email from the major utility you get, which says, "We prioritise customer service. Don't reply to this email." do you know what I mean? It's that same kind of thing. It's a smile, but it doesn't reach their eyes. And copy is not the answer for this. Now, it's weird that I would say that, but you know, I'm a copywriter, but I'm also a storyteller. And as I've said before on this podcast, the single best way to tell a better story is not copy, it's not structure, it's not rhetorical devices. It is through action. It is to tell a better story through your actions. If you're going to be detail orientated, if that's one of your values, be it. If you're going to be creative, be it. If you're going to be passionate, be it. If you're going to be whatever it is, be that thing, or find values that you can actually stand behind. And then, not only will the copywriter's job be much, much easier, but when people engage with you, they will engage much more fully because they won't have that sense. They won't have that subconscious little thing, or even worse, conscious little thing that tells them that this copy is skin deep. This story is skin deep. You want to do better than that. You want to live a better story. Your actions want to be consistent, because then your story will mean business. Thanks for listening.